All right, Salem beats Gloucester here at Newell Stadium by a score of 26-14, and it was a tale of two halves, really. Salem opening up the ball game in the first quarter with quarterback Grimes hitting Abood. Corey Grimes passing to Logan Abood, covered 42 yards, 7:30 left to go first half, completing four plays and a 49-yard drive for the Witches. They took a 7-0 lead. And then Mr. Everything in this game tonight, Devontae Ozuna, scored from 4 yards away, 7 plays, 56 yards for the Witches, with 1:02 left to go in the first half. And at that point, they had a 14-0 lead, and they outgained Gloucester 179-136 in that first half. But then in the third quarter, Gloucester held the Witches to, I think it was 19 yards total in that third quarter, which allowed Gloucester to get back into the game in the fourth quarter. They opened up a scoring drive that covered 69 yards in 14 plays, with Carey scoring from 4 yards out. That's the quarterback. And for the Fishermen, they cut the lead to 20-6 at that point, 8:44 left to go in the ball game. Nick Carey leading the way. He also led the way in the next series for Gloucester, with DeCoste finally finishing it off. Caleb DeCoste, 6 plays, 61 yards, and DeCoste scored from 5 yards out. With just under 5 minutes left in the go in the game, it was close now, 20-14. But then a backbreaker late in the quarter at 3:29. Ozuna got a handoff, dropped back to his right side, allowed Grimes, the quarterback, to fade into the left flat. Nobody near him. Ozuna hit him with a perfect pass in stride, and Grimes finished off that 74-yard touchdown play. That made it 26-14, and that was it. Good comeback by Gloucester, good solid play by Salem, and an amazing play call and well executed to get that final touchdown for the Witches. So once again, congratulations to Matt Bouchard as the Witches go to 4-0. Salem will be at Saugus next week at 6:30. Meanwhile, Gloucester will be back here. Winthrop with a big win over Danvers tonight will be invading Newell Stadium. That is a 7 p.m. start.